This news update's being brought to you by Maurer Electric, a Badaxe. For all your electrical needs, make it Maurer Electric, a Badaxe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance, and here's a look at your news. Ryan Warak, age 29, was sentenced on Monday, October 27th, for fleeing eluding police in the fourth degree. Warak had no prior felonies and one prior misdemeanor. He claimed he didn't see or hear the police car attempting to pull him over, but witnesses reported other vehicles on the road were pulling over at the time. The incident took place near M53 north of Seaboing Road. As a consequence, Warak's driver's license been revoked for 1 year. His sentence includes 18 months probation, mandatory completion of Thinking Matters program, and 3 days of jail time to be served up front. And Emily Ann Cole was sentenced on Monday, October 27th, for two separate cases. In district court, she pleaded no contest to operating a vehicle while visibly impaired. Her sentence includes 9 months probation, completion of an AIAP program, 24 hours of community service, and sanctions on her driver's license imposed by Secretary of State. In a separate circuit court case, she pleaded no contest welfare fraud. She received a one-year delayed sentence contingent upon her payment of restitution totaling $3,466 and successfully completing her delay of sentence, which is scheduled for review October 26th of 2026. And State Representative Greg Alexander praised the state's decision to issue a default notice to Goshen, Inc. after the company failed to meet the requirements of a state-funded incentive agreement for an electric vehicle battery plant near Big Rapids. The project, originally described as a $2.4 billion investment expected to bring over 2,000 jobs, was supported by $175 million in taxpayer incentives approved in 2023, but has faced little progress and growing local opposition. Alexander argued the outcome represents victory for Michigan taxpayers, highlighting flaws in corporate welfare deals and underscoring calls for economic development reform, transparency, and accountability in incentive programs. According to the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, none of the major state grants had been distributed, and officials will seek to recover more than $20 million spent in land purchases. The failure was attributed to project delays, lawsuits, requests for additional funding, and resistance from the community, which ultimately led to the plan's collapse. Alexander emphasized that such projects often fail to meet job creation promises and urged lawmakers to pursue policies that reduce regulatory burdens and more responsible steward public funds. And we will be back right after this.
Are you ready for the next power outage? Have you had your generator serviced recently? Can't remember, huh? Well, a generator is only good if it fires up and runs properly when the power goes out. It needs periodic servicing too, even if you haven't used it recently. Are you aware that Maurer Electric services generators? Call Maurer Electric of Badaxe for all your generator needs. Maurer Electric is also your authorized Generac generator sales and service center. They sell, install, and service Generac generators as well as a host of other brands.
For Generac generator sales and service, as well as service on any make and model, call Maurer Electric and Badaxe today. This is Nikki Melnick. Call us at 989-269-8171.
And we're back with more news. U.S. military forces say they've launched 3 strikes off Colombia's coast. The targets were reported drug-running boats involved in trafficking. Officials believe 14 people were killed in those operations. The Pentagon views this as a part of a broader anti-narcotics effort. And Colombian leaders have welcomed the U.S. support. The region remains tense as authorities monitor further activity. And India's on high alert as Cyclone Mantha approaches the eastern coast. Authorities have shut down schools and urged mass evacuations. Weather experts predict heavy rainfall and flooding. Emergency services are preparing for large-scale response efforts, and coastal districts are bracing for serious disruption. Local officials advise residents to follow safety orders. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Mauer Electric of Bad Axe.
Are you ready for the next power outage? Have you had your generator serviced recently? Can't remember, huh? Well, a generator is only good if it starts right up and runs properly when the power goes out. Even if you haven't used it recently, it needs periodic inspection and service. Mauer Electric of Bad Axe services most brands of generators.
This is Nikki Melnick. Mauer Electric is an authorized Generac sales, service, and warranty dealer, and we service most other makes and models. Call Mauer Electric in Bad Axe, 989-269-8171, 989-269-8171.
Write that number down, 269-8171.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.